Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amy Bell. She's the principal at Castle Valley Center. She is this week's school district update. Amy, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Well, good. Good deal. Let's talk about first, how are things going up at Castle Valley Center?
Things are going extremely well. We're getting along well. Everybody's managing COVID well, knock on wood.
Everybody's staying healthy.
They are, yeah. We've been very fortunate with all of this. Very fortunate. We haven't had too many extreme things. We've had a couple times we've been out, but still able to do services and slowly getting back to normal.
Well, and that's always a good thing. And we, every time I talk to somebody from the district, it was so important this year to have the kids there and to be there and to be able to teach them with in-class learning. And I would assume up at Castle Valley Center, that would be no different.
Absolutely. It has been a challenge with us because we do have some students who just medical reasons, haven't been able to attend. And so parents have kept them home. We've tried to reach out and supply as much as we can because they have such special instructional needs. We've just tried to reach out, doing a lot of virtual services, which has been one of the benefits for us is learning. It's forced our teachers to kind of step up and learn how to do a Google Meet. And but our providers are great. They're reaching out and doing it over the internet, and it's been super.
Well, and we've all become pros at Zoom, I think.
Absolutely. Exactly.
All right. Well, let's get starting to talk about some of the things that are going on up there. First, you were really excited when we were talking about it before we came on about the community post office. So let's talk about this. And like I said, we did this when I was in fifth grade, and it's kind of neat, and it shows the kids how the postal service works. So let's talk about how you guys are running it up there.
Sure. Again, our school is just very concerned with developing functional life skills. And so a couple months ago, we targeted learning how to work the mail, but also with that is learning to write letters and say kind words. That's one of our other school focuses, is using nice words and good words to communicate. And so we developed a mail system in our school. We purchased mail boxes. So every classroom has their own mailbox, built stands. We had speech and language pathologist husband built our stands for us. So every teacher has a mailbox with a number. We assign them an address. And so the students would learn how to write a letter, address it to somebody in the school, put it in our school mailbox for delivery. And then I have a student who comes and once a week sorts and then delivers the mail. And then they learn how to check their mailbox and also deliver a mail.
You've got that one student that plays your postmaster general.
Yes, we do. And he does fabulous at it.
Well, good. And like I said, it's nice because it teaches them how the postal service works and how you can go about, getting a letter to somebody or anything. And that, as you said, too, that's just one more form of communication.
Absolutely.
And I would think that that's a lot up at Castle Valley Center. That speaks a lot to what goes on up there.
Absolutely, yes. And it's just a great way for them, not only communication, but social interaction, reaching out and, writing something to somebody, but also receiving things and recognizing where things come from and who's writing it to them, and then an opportunity to respond back. So we've had a couple classes in the district. We've also written letters or written notes for cards for our kids. We're hoping to expand that. It's been such a success. We're trying to figure out how we can continue this. So we're now weekly delivering mail. And it's just been great. It's great that a lot of the teachers have just embraced it and will create something with their class for all of the other classes. And so we'll get a class delivery that goes through the mail system. It's been really wonderful.
All right. So moving on from that, you guys have been working with Safety and Science, and you started the end of the week and you're moving into next week with it. Let's talk about some of the things that you guys do up there as far as safety is concerned and teaching the kids about safety.
Yes, we're focusing. We started last month and we're going to go all the way in through April. We're really focusing on community signs and safety. So recognizing what a lot of the signs that they would see out in the community, exit, enter, which bathrooms are male and female and where they're located and, enter or do not enter, poison signs, things like that help protect them, but also access the community. We're also with part of that learning to cross the street, and what are the steps to do that? We're waiting for the weather to change so we can actually paint a crosswalk in a few places around our property so that we can actually go out and do a real practice. And as soon as we've had that opportunity, then we're going to do a field trip be able to go out in the community and practice actually going across the street in some of the real places they're at. So,
well, hopefully very soon that weather and you'll be able to do that.
Yes, I'm hoping.
All right. Did we cover everything, Principal Bell? Did we get it all?
Yes, that sounds great.
All right. It's always a lot of exciting stuff going on up there at the Castle Valley Center. And you know what? You guys do great work up there and dealing with these students and working with these students. And hats off to you. It's great stuff that you guys do up there.
Great. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.